Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos, Daf Chav. Hey, wow, 25 Daf in. Here we go. Says the Hilga Mishnah. Oh, the top of the page about a Mishnah. Okay, says the Mishnah on Nitma Komets. Let's see, the Komets became Tame. All right, so once Komets get Tame, clearly can be brought as the Korban, the creep of the coin. Nonetheless, decides, I'm giving it anyway. It sits Maratza. The tzitz is going to be Maratza, allows it to go through. Says Rashi, Mincha Ksher v'Shirayim Nechalon. Amazing. Amazing. Yatza, but let's see, the Komets left the Azara, left the Bet HaMikdash. Never can be brought for your creep, but then it was brought anyway. Ain't it just Maratza? It's just not going to be Maratza in such a thing. It's only being Maratza in the situation of Tumma, but not when it left. Shatis Maratza la Tame, Vein Maratza ala Yotze. Says Eli Gemishna, Tane Rabban, and Vanasa Aaron and Savona Kadoshim. The Torah says about the tzitz that it'll be on the forehead of Aaron, that Aaron shall bear the sin of the Avon HaKachim. You know, the sin of the Kachim. When something's done in a not okay way, this is going to be Maratzev. Chayza Avon, who knows, say, which oven is it that he is carrying? Or is he bearing because of the tzitz? And Tomer Avon Pigel, if you want to say it's Pigel. Harik Kvar Nemar Lo Yechashev. We already said about Pigel that it shall not be considered, which is telling us that it's not going to be good no matter what. Tzitz can't be marat to that. Im Tomer Avon Nosa, if you want to say it's Nosa, left over until the next day, that Harik Kvar Nemar Lo Yeretz is not going to work for there either. Ha'inu Nosa El Avon Tomer must be talking about Tomer. Shehutra Mechlal Tzibor, Mechlal Tzibor, which has a exception to the rule of Tumas Hutra B'tzibor, and therefore that case is going to work. Says Rashi, Shehutra Mechlal B'tzibor, Tachsev B'tamid B'mo'ado Afilu B'tumah. Should be done in its time, even in Tumah. Even if it's in the state of Tum'ah. Maskei V'la Rav Zera, Rav Zera Sakasha, Eima Avon Yotze. Say that the sin for which it sits is going to be Matzah, it's for that of leaving the Azara. Shehutar mechlal b'gvama, because we know that there's a hutar in there. There's an exception to that rule, that by a bama. So since, like tuma, a carbon that left its area has already also has an exception. Maybe it's just as being ratzah for that. How do we know it's being ratzah for tuma? Amalei abaye. Amar kol pasuk says l'ratzon lahem lifnei Hashem. That it'll be on the kohen gadol's forehead at all times to bring them favor before Hashem. Oven de lifnei Hashem. In oven the yotzelo lifnei Hashem, yes. If something that goes out, no. Still called lifnei Hashem when it's in the Azara. Maskev la Ravi la ila aim avon small. Say that the sin that is coming through us is for if a kohen does the avoda with his left hand. Shota mechala b'yom kippurim, because it's the time in Yom Kippur when he has to use his left hand. Rashi says natal to nachta b'yaminu v'sakaf b'smolo. So we see that there's an opening time for that. There's a time when you use your left hand. So why don't you say that's a mimratza? Amar le'abaye, amar kra avon. This is avon. Avon shayu bo udchisiv. It's implied. The mashmos is that in an avon which it had and I set aside lafuki yom kippurim. This is coming to exclude yom kippur. Rashi says the ein ba shum avon. That's actually the normal way it's done. Says gemar. That's what it's normally done. So it's not like an exception, but this is a the actual rule. Therefore, we got to be talking about Tuma. Avashi Amar Avona Kadoshim. Avashi says, the Pasuk says, the sin of the Kachim and Velo Avona Makdishim, and not those the sin of those involved in making the Kachim. Again, the Kohanim. Since this is the sin of performing the avodah with the left hand, it's talking about the way the Kohanim are doing it rather than the carbon itself. It came out, that's what it's talking about. All right, that's another answer. Amar l'Rav Sima Barei d'Rav Idi l'Rav Ashi. V'Amar l'Rav Sima Barei d'Rav Ashi l'Rav Ashi. Oh, interesting. V'Ema Avon Baal Mum. Why don't we say that what we're talking about over here is that bringing a carbon of a Baal Mum, which is talking about the actual carbon itself. And that's what the system is. Shehutar Michlalo Be'ofos, which we know applies when it comes to Ofos. There's an exception to the rule there. Damar Mar, Tamus Vazachus Be'behema. The fact that you have to be Tam Zachar, that it's got to be male and it's got to be pure, like flawless, right? That's talking about an animal. Ve'ein Tam Zachus Be'ofos, but it doesn't come to that with birds. And we're like, he says, no, Alecha Merkra. But about this rule of here, the Pasuk says, that lo yeretzeh, it will not be accepted. It's talking about the things with the mum. Kilo l'ratzon yihiyah lachem, because it will not bring favor for you. So we learn that no acceptance is affected for when it has a mum. So the only thing we're talking about now is going to be ratzet will be tuma. Dam shenitmul zorkol. See if dam became tuma, and then the kohen went and threw it on the mizbeach. Then b'shogeg, even the b'shogeg hurts it. Then it will work. It's going to be accepted. Rashi says, "V'hai shogeg umezim first to come on. Hai koi yazriki yatoma." Okay, we're going to see right now. So let's just read it first. Dam shenitmul zorkol b'shogeg hurtsa b'mezid lo hurtsa. If it's b'mezid, then it is not hurtsa. What are we talking about? We're talking about an individual. Either way, it will be accepted. In reference to in Avodah Zaranik, because Avodah Zaranik, Avodah Kachav, in Akum, it's mutter to go and bring karbanos to the base of Mikdash. Bein b'shogeg b'mezid, either way, shogeg b'mezid, bein b'onis, bein b'ratzon. Beep, turn the page. Chafim Beis lo hurtsu. It will not work. Right, if this is going to be, if the dam is tummy. Ramin, Eva, what do you mean? We got ourselves a price, which seems to say different. Alma, what's the miratze? Al the dam, ala basar, v'al. Al dam, ala basar, to vemen, to vemen, v'chai, olam. Al dam, ala basar, v'ala chilev, shenitma. Blood, meat, or chilev. That became tummy. Bim shogi bim b'mezid. Bim omos bim b'rosa. Bim yachik bim b'tzibor. Wow, makes no difference between mezid and shogeg, even about an individual that goes against the other bray. So it says that the tzitz is not going to do anything in the situation of an individual doing it b'mezid. Amar Rav Yosef, lo kasha. Ha Rabbi Yossi, ha Rabbanan. That second bray, which is making the sixth, that's Rabbi Yossi. The first one is the Rabbanan. The time runs to the bray, ain't tarmi min atami al atar. You can't separate stuff which is tame as truma for stuff that's tar. If you're in tarmi, if you did it, b'shogi, which was truma, then b'shogi works. B'mezid ain't truma, so truma. B'mezid won't work. Rabbi Yossi, amar b'mezid, b'mezid, truma, so truma. Either way, the truma will be truma. So that's it, it's machlokas. Erev the Shabbat, the Rabbi Yossi. When did he say such a thing? Emar the Shabbat, the Rabbi Yossi, the lokanis, that he did not. Erev the Shabbat, the Rabbi Yossi, the lokanis. What do you say? He's not going to give a knas for somebody's doing it straight up. The miratz, we saw it, but Hashem Yazar. Let's try it again. The Gemara has a kash on this. Aim at the Shamid of the Rabbi Yossi Lokanis. When do we say the Rabbi Yossi will not be Kanis in a case where someone goes and does it? The Marat Tisa Lechilas Mi Shamid Lei. Right? That's only when a person does it in like such a case. But as you hear from Yosef, the Tzitz is going to be Marasa for Tumah of those parts of the Karbanos that are eaten, aka the meat. Vatanya, we looked at the price differently. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hatzitz Marasa Lechilas, Hatzitz Marasa Lechilas. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Aim at Tzitz Marasa Lechilas, not going to Marasa. So the price that says that the Tzitz is going to make, is be Marasa. For the meat that became tame can't be Reb Yossi. Says the Gemara, Eifuch. No, switch this to read as follows. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein es his Ratzel Lechilos, Reb Yossi Omer, it's his Ratzel Lechilos. Now everything is working beautifully and nicely over here. As the Baisa that we saw before that says that the tzitz is going to be Maratza for the parts of the carbon that are eaten works with Reb Yossi's view on this Baisa. And the original thing, which says that the first Baisa is a Chum and the second to Reb Yossi, that is good and dandy. Maskif la Rav Sheish. So she says, hold on 1 second. Mi matzis. If chasla, right, could it be that we can go ahead? Can we flip this around? Otanya, the second brisa, but we looked at a brisa, another brisa, yachol baser shenit v'lefnei zrikas tamim. You would have thought that if you have meat that of a carbon that became tamim before throwing the dam, you chayav malo mishum tuma, one who's tamim and ate from it would be chayiv kares, because of the fact of eating it instead of tuma. Tamad lomar kol tahor yachol baser. Any tar person can eat baser v'shlamim, and then it says va'nefesh asher tochal baser mizabach v'shlamim asher la'Hashem b'tumas ha'olav v'nichus. And a person who eats from the beef of the shlamim, that's a Hashem, that's Hashem, as well as tumas upon him, will be nichus, will be karis-sized. He's going to be karis. Hanitar la'tahorin chayav malav mishum tuma. V'shenitar la'tahorin ein chayav malav mishum tuma. The fact that these two psukim together is coming to teach us and say that a karban that became mutter to those who are tahor was going to be chayev eating in the state of tuma. But if you have a karban that did not become mutter to those who are tahor, one is not going to be chayev for eating them when they are in a state of tuma. So since the meat of a karban cannot be eaten before zrika, even by those who are tahor, it's not including the karis chayev if it's eaten by somebody who is tameh. Oh, eno, or maybe we could add, this is not what it means. Eno, ella ne'chol l'tarim chayom ala mishum tumah. It means to say that with reference to a carbon that's fit to be eaten by those who are tar, one is going to be chayiv because of eating instead of tumah. V'sheno ne'chol l'tarim. If they're not, if in reference to a carbon that is not fit to be eaten by those who are tahor, ain't chayim lo shem tov, you're not going to be chayiv eating in the state of tumah. Otsi es halan v'esayotze. And this is going to exclude that which was kept overnight and that which went out of its confines after Zrika, shenin echol l'tarim, which are not fit to be eaten by those who are tahor. Tamar lomer asher la Hashem riba, that it's Hashem which is includes, right? So you shouldn't think like that. It tells us that is Hashem's includes in the karis chiyav of a tameh who eats an offering, even a carbon which is not fit to be eaten by taharim, as long as it was originally permitted through zrika. Yachol shani marves a pigulim esanos. So you would thought maybe I would include pigul and mosar. Nosar is hainulan. Nosar is something that was kept overnight, which already was included. El afa pigulim kenosos. Maybe you would think that I should include even pigul, just like nosar. Tamid lomar miz mizevach shlamim miyetz. When it says from the shlamim carbon, which is a miut, it's coming to exclude pigul. Umara isel rabbis this elu lotias elu. Why was it that you would include the lun lina and you exclude the pigul? Acher shariba kosef amiyut amarta. Since the pasuk included excluded, you say marba ani aselu shoshalim shasakosh. I'm going to include the ones that are left overnight, and that which went out, which has a time, a shas kosher. I'm going to exclude the pig goats that didn't have a shas kosher.
Says the Gemara, Vim Tomer, and if you're going to ask, Vosfesh Shenitro, the Fez Rikas Damim, that you have meat that became Tomer before it's throwing the Dam, but Achul Achaz Rikas Damim, then the Tomer ate it after the throwing of the Dam, Mipnei Ma Chayavin Olam Mishum Tuma. Why would one be Chayav for Tuma? It should be Potter from Kares, since it never had a time when it was actually valid.
Mipnei Shetitz Meratza. No, because it's Shetitz Meratza. Therefore, the Zrika is considered, like, actually it was valid. Wow. Nitma in, the Bryce is saying that in reference to the meat that became tummy before throwing it down, in a tummy person who eats from it, after the Zrika is going to be chayv karis, yotze lo. But if the meat that left the area it's supposed to before the Zrika, no, a tummy person eats from it, well, after the Zrika's dam, is not going to be chayav karis. So when the meat left its area, the Zrika's dam is not going to work for it, and it's not considered fit at all. Man shamet le da'amar ein Zrika mo'elot liyotze. Who did you hear to say that the Zrika of the dam is not effective for meat that went out of its place? Rabbi Eliezer, this is Rabbi Eliezer. Vikatani demaratza tis aluchilos. But it teaches that the tzis is effective for being meratza for those parts that are eaten. So we see when Rabbi Lezer is the one who holds that the tzis is going to be meratza for tuma of those parts of the carbon that are eaten. So this is a problem to not say that you wanted to reverse the brises, right? Why is that a problem, right? Because when you say Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lezer, you're going to flip it with Rabbi Yossi saying that the tzitz is going to be meratza for those parts of the thing that are eaten. Rabbi Eliezer is holding that it's not meratza for those parts of the carbon that are eaten. So it's impossible to say that the brisa that doesn't make a distinction between shogeg and mezid to Rabbi Yossi, since Rabbi Yossi says that the tzitz is not going to be meratzeh for tumah of those parts of the carbon that are eaten, but the brisa says that the tzitz will be meratzeh for the meat that becomes tameh. So there, we're a bit stuck between the two different brisas. Hello, Rav Chista. So says Rav Chista, Lokasha. Ha, Rabbi Eliezer. The second brisa, which doesn't kenas, there's no kenas, whether or not a person did it b'mezid or b'shogeg, shogeg or mezid, that is Rabbi Eliezer. Ha, Rabbanan. But the first brisa, which does give a kenas of somebody who did it b'mezid, that's going to the world of the Rabbanan. Emma Shamad Lele Rabbi Yezer. The Murat says, Salachilos, the low conis me Shamatle. When is it? Emma Shamad Lele Rabbi Yezer. The Murat says, Salachilos. This is going to be Murat Salachilos. I'm sorry, let's try it again. Aim of the Shamad Lele Rabbi Yezer. The Murat says, Salachilos. That's what we heard Rabbi Yezer saying. That the tzitzis is going to be ratzah for things which for that which is eaten. The low kanes b'shamali, the beer is not he's not going to go and make a knas for someone that's amazed. How could you go and say the second brisa which says that the tzitz always is going to be meratze whether a person is b'shugah amazed? Rabbi Eliezer saying that he says that the tzitz is meratze. There's no basis to say that he's arguing with Rabbanan who make a knas on an individual. So it's going in. Right when we say like Dolo Kanas Mishamat Lady, it says, yeah, we did. Just like Yehud Rabbi Yossi didn't Kones, one who did it b'mezid, Shamat Lady Rabbi Eliezer. So also we heard about Rabbi Eliezer that he didn't Kones someone who acted b'mezid, the Tanya was in a Braisa. And this is referencing Tomei stuff that was separated as Truma for Torah purpose, of Torah produce. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Beim Shug, Beim Mezid, Truma, so Truma. Either way, the Truma, it will be Truma. Rabbi Eliezer, right? So he's showing that, like, Rabbi Eliezer holds that no knas was put, even on an individual who acted the Mezid. So now we can go and put the second base of Rabbi Eliezer. So let's go on, hold on one second. Amar the Shamat Leder Rabbi Eliezer, Betruma de Kila. We heard him say this idea with Truma, which is tequila. Tequila, which is more cow. Bekachim the Chamir Mishamatli. You want to say Bekachim, which are more Chamor? You want to say that he's applying a Kula and he's not going to be Kones? M.K., if that's true, that Rabbi Eliezer would make a distinction between between Truma and Kachim. Ha Aman Tirme. To who would you put this brisa that says that the tzitz is Meratzeh? Even for a yachid who did it, who acted b'mezid. Ravina says as follows. He gives another answer to answer the stira. Tumasa bim b'shogim bim mezid hortza. In reference to tuma, whether it did b'shogim bim mezid, it's going to be hortza. This is rikasa b'shogim hortza bim mezid hortza. In reference to the throwing the dam, if it was done b'shogim, then it's going to work. If it's done bim mezid, then it's not going to work. So this steer between the prices, we worked it out now. The first price is talking about the throwing of the dam, and therefore makes a distinction between shogig and mezid. The second one is talking about the way in which the tuma was transmitted to the carbon, and about that there's no distinction. It doesn't make a difference whether it's shogig or it's mezid. Rav Shila Amar, Rav Shila gives another answer. Rav Shila Amar, it's because of shogig and mezid orza, but it's shogig mezid, it's going to be orza. Tumaso. Right, that's Zvikaso. Tumaso b'shogi urtza mezid lo urtza. When it comes to tuma, it's if it happened b'shogi, then it's urtza mezid, then not. So this steer between the bases, we've now worked it out. The first base is talking about the way in which the tuma was transmitted to the carbon. So it's different between, it makes a distinction between shogi and mezid. The second base, on the other hand, is talking about the zrika. About that, there's no difference between a shogig and a mezid. According to Rav Shilo, what about the price that says that blood, meat, or chalev that became tame, whether b'shogig or mezid? Clearly, the price is speaking about whether the tama was b'shogig or mezid, not the zrika. This is what it means to say. Nitma b'shogig became tame b'shogig, uzrako b'shogig or mezid, and the coin through the dam, either b'shogig or b'mezid, beep, turn the page. Shogig or b'mezid. Yeah, okay, now turn the page. Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. Toshima. We'll try to knock over Shilo from the first place. The dam shenitma zok of dam of a carbon became tame, and a coin threw it against him in his back. But shogig or itself, this happened, shogig, it's going to work. Mezid Lord, so Mezid, it will not work. Oh, it's a wee bit of a problem. Because it sounds like they were talking about making a distinction between whether the Zrika was done with the tame blood, but shogig over Mezid. The price was then passes the Zrika that's done with tummy blood. Clearly is going against Rav Shila, is contradicting Rav Shila, that the distinction between a shogig and a mezid is only in reference to tuma, and a Zrika, which is done b'mezid with tummy blood, can be good. Hachkar aneh, that's what it means to say. Dam shenitma, if blood of a carbon became tummy, uzroka b'mezid b'mezid, and the coin still decided to throw it against the mizbech, whether it's shogig or mezid, the Zrika is not shogig, nitma b'shogig, If the blood became tummy b'shogeg, it's going to work. But meisid lo hurts. Meisid won't work. So the Bais says, therefore, it works with Rav Shila's view that the only difference made is the distinction between them is reference to the tum of the dam. But whether the zrika of the tummy dam is done b'shogeg or meisid, there's no difference. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.